Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
GS 1041 FM KMOX. Happy Wednesday to you. This last couple weeks of weather just been tremendous. This is so my kind of weather. But I'm pissed because I've been looking forward to beanie season. And it's finally cold enough outside, but it's hotter than balls in here. So yeah. I keep a beanie on, beanie off, you know, like I'm trying to wash my head or something. If you're watching on YouTube or Facebook, you can see that we have a guest. It's Sarah Finsky from St. Louis Magazine. How are you?
I'm good.
It's so nice to meet you in person.
It is nice to meet you in person. Yeah. And I timed this for beanie season. You got your beanie on.
There you go.
I didn't wear my beanie.
Yeah. All women look great in hats.
Is that right?
Hats and glasses.
I should probably be wearing hats and glasses then. Story of my life.
Yeah, we did that one time on the show when Mark Close was on the show. Remember, he was obsessed with women who have caps and ponytails sticking out the back of the cap.
Man, that might have been before my time.
Yeah, very specific. A very specific fetish.
That's a common one, though. I've heard that before.
Is it really?
Yeah, the ponytail through the cap. Yes,
wow.
I have heard that.
Okay,
yeah.
I am not hanging out with people who are honest enough about what they
want
to try to do.
Yeah.
That is so oddly specific.
Yeah. You need to hang out here more.
Apparently.
We'll tell you all the good and the bad.
More bad, though.
I know your basic story, but I love getting people's stories. So introduce yourself to the KMOX audience. Go back as far as you want.
Oh, boy. I've got one of these complicated stories because that is the only way you can still be employed in print journalism is if you're willing to move and you can, like, pick yourself back up after your whole newspaper shuts down. So I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. I moved to St. Louis.
Let me stop you already.
Sorry.
What is Cleveland like?
Cleveland is very cloudy. So when I was a kid growing up in Cleveland, I think I had the worst case of seasonal affective disorder. And I really did not realize this. I just thought I was an unhappy, crabby person. And that I was always too cold. And then I finally managed to leave Cleveland when I'm in my 20s.
Wow.
I'm like, I'm a happy person. I had no idea. So people are like, oh, would you ever go back to Cleveland? I'm like, maybe for a weekend? Like, it's too cloudy there.
Wow.
I like St. Louis a lot better.
How about that?
The sun, I mean, a day like today where the sky is so blue, you might get 10 of those days in Cleveland, like, in a year. And here I feel like in St. Louis, we get that like 200 days a year.
Yeah.
I'm loving it.
Is Cleveland more East Coast or more Midwest?
More East Coast.
Okay.
Like, it's kind of like the very edge, like the sort of trashy edge of the East Coast. And, like, it's a lot of Eastern Europeans. Everybody has a chip on their shoulder. Everybody looks like hell because the sun never shines. Everybody's overweight. And, like, but like going to a sports game there, like, people are so intense. Like, one of my earliest memories was going to Cleveland Municipal Stadium, which is like, it sat 100,000 people. There were like 2,000 people at it because the Indians were so bad when I was a kid. I was rooting for the visiting team and a bunch of people like yelled at me and confronted me. And I'm like 5 years old at that point. And they're like giving me a hard time because like, screw you. Like,
man.
That's Cleveland.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
Fun town, huh?
I mean, I'm from Detroit, so I can identify.
Yeah, you get it.
Yeah, that's pretty probably similar.
It's not a lot different, no.
Yeah.
The only thing in common probably was that, well, one of the things in common is we probably all went to Cedar Point during the summer.
Oh, constantly.
Yeah, see? There
you
go.
Yeah.
So foreign to me.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, that's my happy place.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would go there now. Like, I'm too concerned about dying. But it was so fun. And I used to work at this Bob Evans that was on the highway that led to Cedar Point.
Oh,
and it
man.
Was just packs of revelers headed that way every morning.
I miss Bob Evans.
Yeah, it was a very good restaurant chain. Yeah.
Down on the farm.
I miss Shoney's.
Yeah.
That was my day, like my hungover day.
Shoney's?
When I was young, we'd go to Shoney's. A lot of sodium to be had, you know, just like.
We had a local version of Shoney's called Big Boy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Big Boy. Did they have those? Yeah. Were they national?
Yeah, in fact, out in Wentzville or Wright City, there's a Big Boy.
Ow!
Like 30 feet tall, laying on his back.
Do they still serve the Big Boy burgers?
No, he's just dead.
Oh, he's just there. Yeah. He's just laying there.
He's just there.
Oh, dang it.
So who are you in high school?
Oh, wow. That is a question I did not anticipate.
You never know.
Yeah. I guess I was a dork. Like, I was smart, and I was, like, I used to star in the plays. And then I ran cross country, so I had my little ponytail coming out of my hat. I don't
know. You had it all.
I did. You know what? I didn't party at all because my dad taught at my high school.
Oh.
And he was very strict, so I could get away with nothing. Like, I was one of these kids who went to college and just like, well, I'm going crazy.
Because
I did nothing up until that point.
Where'd you go to college?
It's called the College of Worcester. It's this little liberal arts college in the middle of a cornfield.
It's like a movie.
Yeah, it really was. There were like 1,600 kids. We had the best time. Like, we'd have dinner at our professors' houses, and we all knew each other. And, you know, we'd have these little seminars where there were like 15 of us arguing about political theory. Like, it was just the best.
That sounds, that's a lot like a movie.
Yeah, it really was.
Did you know pretty early on you wanted to do some sort of journalism?
No, I had no idea. So I was like, typical kid, goes off to college, thinks like, I don't know, what am I going to do with my life? I'll just go to this liberal arts college and maybe I'll like study poli-sci and like learn about government. And of course, they try to push you towards pre-law because that's where there's jobs. And the problem for my life, like the terrible turn in the road I made, is that I started writing stories for the campus newspaper. They did not have a journalism program, but they were desperately in need of people who wanted to write for this newspaper. And it was just so fun. I just had the best time. I found all my people. Everybody was just sarcastic and rude and funny. And we would just sit around there till 3 a.m, like writing nasty stuff about the other people on campus. That I was like, I don't want to pay for law school. I want someone to pay me to do this.
Yeah.
And that's where I took the wrong turn in life.
I love that.
Yeah.
I was a lawyer, I was at a firm for about 3 years, and we had a review, and they called me in, and they basically said, we would have fired you 3 years ago, because you don't seem to know much about the law, but they were a big enough law firm, they had a newspaper called Dicta, which is a legal term, and I had an underground newspaper called Big Dicta, and it was like, just like The Onion.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And they literally kept me employed for 3 years because they didn't want to lose my newspaper.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool. See, that was like your destiny was in front of you. You just had to take the detour.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And mine was in front of me. I just didn't know that it would become this route to like the world's rockiest profession by the year 2025.
That's so true. Yeah. So let's come up to present day.
Yeah.
Let's start at RFT and just kind of talk about like that transition that you've recently made.
Yeah. So I was at the Riverfront Times when it unceremoniously folded, and I'd been working for their corporate office, working with the RFT and some of their sister papers, and the company just ran out of money. Like, people were very upset. How dare he shut this paper down? I don't think he had a choice. He couldn't make payroll. You know, it's just very obvious. It was all over. And so I found myself, for the first time in my life, here I am in my mid-40s, like, completely unemployed, have no idea what I want to do. And I ended up having a meeting with the guy who owns St. Louis Magazine, and he and I had met before and hit it off. And he was like, yeah, I'd like to find a way to work together. Like, what could you do? And I'm thinking, I don't know. Like, I don't want to write for a magazine really at this point. I want to do news. He's like, we could do news. We could start a daily newsletter. I was like, that sounds fun. That sounds like something I would read. That sounds like the people in my life would read. Like, I feel like the news has become so fractured. If you're interested in local news, you have to check like 8 different websites, and you're toggling between what you guys are doing on the radio with, can you catch the broadcast on public radio? People don't have enough time to piece all these things together. And social media used to put news in front of us. Now they don't anymore. So you kind of have to curate your own news feed. But then it's all this AI slop. I thought, okay, I'm going to curate this thing that comes into your inbox every morning and has all the things I think are important and interesting in a given day in St. Louis. That's a really interesting challenge. And yeah, they gave us the backing to do it.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And you're a Giant fan, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I really do read it every morning. And like Sarah said, it's just a great way to start the day, mm-hmm. and just have like a taste of what's going on in the St. Louis area. I love your work. I love Ryan Kroll's reporting. You guys do a really incredible job.
Yeah. What do you think? Like, let's take the 30,000-foot view, because your business and my business are both on the death list, right? Everyone just talks about radio's dying and print's been dead, blah, blah, blah. We don't say that about cheeseburgers. Cheeseburgers have been here for 100 years. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Do you think it's really changing, or is it just more whimmy?
I think there's going to be a giant shaking out. But what I'm hopeful is when things shake out, that things that are quality, that give people information that is true and that are entertaining and have a sense of delight and whimsy, which I think you're doing, I'm trying hard to do every morning in this newsletter format, those things are going to survive. I think the American newspaper made a huge mistake in that it got so self-serious. If you read your average daily newspaper in America versus the ones they were putting out in Canada and Great Britain, the ones in America were written with this fourth grade reading level. They were so boring, and they were like, it's our job to be the paper of record, so we're going to cover all this really boring stuff. They never really explained why it mattered, why it was interesting. They never gave you a sense of that life was funny, which life is funny. And I think all that's going to go away. People don't have time for that anymore. But with all the slop that is out there, people are sick of like stuff that has been written by a bot. Mm-hmm. They want something that's true. And my hope is that people that are doing what you guys are doing here, where you have humans out there gathering news and then you're bringing insight, that there's always going to be a place for that. Yeah. And if we can just get some of the slop to go out of business, maybe there will be more attention paid to the good things that are happening.
I agree. I say it to these guys on the show all the time that it's just one person. But I've had an unexpectedly visceral response to AI content.
It
kind of makes my skin crawl.
Yeah.
It's not even a taste thing. It's just like I said yesterday, that anthropologist I was reading one time said that humans just don't put up with other species that look like us. Like, we're just going to kill them. And AI is kind of like that. It's like, well, I recognize you,
yeah,
but you're not one of me.
Yeah. And if there's going to be just this kind of like long-winded, like I'm going to say what I think you want to hear, but say it in this really tedious way, I just don't get how that is going to serve people's needs. It may seem palatable and sort of pleasant in the short run, but that gets so boring so quickly. You want some wit, and there is no wit in that AI typewriting.
Wow, that's a great, that's really great. I hadn't thought about that. Yeah, can AI be genuinely and organically and originally funny?
I don't think it can. Have you seen any AI writing that is? I don't know. Maybe I'm missing it.
Just the stuff they get wrong that's hilariously bad.
Okay, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So both Sarah and I have had a part to play in this saga with Rennie Knott leaving KSDK. She broke the news, and I had the first interview with them. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll kind of talk about that a little bit. If you guys have questions for Sarah on the stream, just put them up there, and we will ask her. DGS. Succeed like Dr. Robert.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.